During a visit to Perth, Australia, I went to see the now closed Fremantle Prison. Built as a convict barracks in the 19th century, according to its website, it was a place of hangings, floggings, dramatic convict escapes, and prisoner riots. Our tour guide was a former prison guard, and his informative lecture was delivered with quiet attachment, utterly devoid of sentiment. As we moved through the prison, trying to imagine what it must have been like to spend up to 22 hours locked up in an overcrowded cell in soaring summer temperatures of up to 40 degrees, we were shown into the yard where the floggings took place. Apparently a doctor would be called in to witness this barbaric punishment, and proceedings were called to a halt in the event that the doctor was of the opinion that the prisoner might not survive the punishment. Thereafter, he would be taken to the prison hospital until such time as he was well enough for the flogging to resume. The next stop was the execution room, but by that time I'd had enough and waited behind with an elderly woman, a young couple and their baby. But it was the guide's description of a prisoner's last meal before his death that has stayed with me. An hour before the execution, he would be served tea and toast with some jam. What must it be like for a prisoner, I thought, knowing that he was to be executed, to eat his last meal, his last supper?